USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says all Americans on the bases attacked last night by Iran are safe. The president says Iran can expect
the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
President Trump also has a message for Iran.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
The CDC says 27 children have died from the flu so far this season, the highest number since 2003. The CDC estimates at least 6.4 million people have gotten sick so far this season, 55,000 have been hospitalized, and 2,900 have died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
More than two-thirds of Puerto Rico residents are still without power as the island continues to rebuild from a series of earthquakes. Puerto Rico's Electric Power Authority says they have restored service only to about one-third of the 1.5 million customers. Also, a quarter of a million people do not have running water. The most well-known maker of imitation meat has backed out of a huge deal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Impossible Foods pulling out of a coveted deal to supply McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it's impossible for it to produce enough patties at this time to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. The reversal coming as the imitation meat makers have been trying to convince more and more restaurants to offer their products. Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown says, quote, "It would be stupid for us to be vying for them right now." Speaking of McDonald's, adding, "We don't have the ability to scale up production at this time."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, oil prices are falling after President Trump says Iran is standing down, signaling a possible relaxing of tensions in the Middle East. Now, regarding what the United States and what other countries are going to do to keep the oil supply safe in the Middle East, Kurt Lippold is a former assistant commander of the USS Cole. He tells Fox News.
Well, first thing we're going to do is the United States Navy, along with other navies, are going to ensure this transit through the Strait of Hormuz as an international waterway stays open, does not come under threat, and that Iran does not try to come out, harass shipping, or try to do things that interdict or disrupt the world's oil supply going. That's one of the key things navies do, and the United States is more than capable of keeping that waterway open.
Now, regarding Iran going back to use cyber attacks like they have done in the past, former CIA covert operations officer Mike Baker says,
"Look, they're not us. We're at the top of the food chain when it comes to the capabilities, offensive and defensive, for cyber warfare, cyber attacks. They're not China, they're not Russia, but they are increasingly focusing this effort. Look, they've already got the targets, right? Any country that has these capabilities has a binder with nothing but targets and priorities, and they've been looking at this. So you can guarantee that as we're talking, there are individuals in Iran that are sitting looking through, they're ticking off which targets to go after."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.